We have some guys moving around right now competing for spots, and anytime that you have competition, it's a good thing. It's a good thing for your football team, it's a good thing for that unit, and it's a good thing for the individuals.
How do they compete for spots and practice and stuff? Is that because we're prepared this week?
You roll them in there. Whoever has the best week of preparation plays.
What do you think of the work on, you know, once Justin went down the right side of the line with Brown and Jerry, seemed to given up some pressure there?
Yes, we need to handle that situation better. We need to play better over there, and you know, they gave great effort, but in this league, as we all know, that's not good enough. You know, we need to handle the stunts better and execute at a higher level.
Are there things that you can do during the game to help that situation?
Absolutely. We can run the ball better, and we had some success running the ball early, but we were hit or miss. We weren't as consistent. We won the down 5 out of 21 snaps on first and second down, and we didn't handle the run-throughs well enough, and we needed to move the ball. We needed to score points, and when you're turning the ball over and you're not running it well, it makes it tough to protect, and it stressed those guys out.
What did you see from San Francisco against Odell and sort of how you decided to make adjustments and how much you expect that to be the norm now, seeing different things every game for him, specifically designed for him?
Yeah, they ran under him a couple times, but I don't think they put too much of an emphasis on it. You know, they didn't do too much to try to take him away. I think they trust, they have a good scheme, they have good players, they're a highly ranked defense, and I don't think they did too much to try to take him away. You know, we talk about in our room matchups, and first things first, you know, we had a play call that was a run with a potential throw if we got the matchup we wanted, and they took the box away and we took the matchup. It happened two other times in the series, and each time we liked the matchup, and it's a league of matchups. And if we throw it a little bit better, we protect it a little bit better, and we go up and we make the plays that we've been making in the past, then we're seeing a little different tune. But at the same point in time, you know, I'm not going to stand up here and apologize for the play calling. I have faith in the perimeter players to go up and make those plays one-on-one. And if we go out and we have the same set of plays in the same circumstance, I'll take those matchups any day.
When you're in a situation like that, do you look at each play individually or do you look at the whole? In other words, do you see one phase, two phase, three phase, or do you see three phases in a row?
You see scoring on the first play is a potential. You see possible run, possibly two runs out of that series. They took the box away on one of them for sure. The other one was, you know, 50-50 whether we could have run it or not. But we had the matchup we were looking for. But you look at everything as a whole.
Did the series with the fourth and inch influence later on the play calling at the goal line, or was it two separate?
No, it was a different situation. Yeah, it was a different situation. You know, the thing that impacts you is when you know, you're having some challenges on run-throughs with the fullback in the game. You know, that may impact your decision making, but a short yardage situation and a green zone situation are two different animals.
Ben, on those three plays, how did it feel like the line of scrimmage was a primary play call on first, second, and third down was a run and he more of a bow based on the matchup?
He chose to make a throw instead of he chose a one-on-one matchup with a receiver as opposed to a dirty box on the first play and handed it to the runner. Twice earlier in the drive. It happened twice in that series. Yes.
What was the other down then? The run was the primary for the second down?
It was later on in that series. Yeah, it was one of the two plays at the end.
Pete, I mean, do you look at it and say, I mean, do you think those balls should have been caught by Randall and Vanell?
I think that I will take those matchups any day of the week. I'd take them last week, and I'll take them again this week. And I have confidence and faith in those guys that they'll go up and make the play.
Now, I mean, Leonard has shown, I mean, obviously, the ability to make spectacular acrobatic catches. He doesn't come with the fade, obviously. Is it, from the outside in, I mean, it would appear that he's not the most consistent. Is that him, or is that a situation where they're very disparate game plans sometimes from week to week?
No, I think Larry's a young player, and he's learning to play each and every week and learning to play a lot of plays. He hasn't done that in the past. And, you know, with that, we have to keep going to him. He has to continue to grow, continue to work in practice. And he ran a good route there. The ball could have been had a little more air on it, a little more juice on it. He was a little short with it. But at the end of the day, we expect him to make that play. And we have confidence, and I have confidence, that he's going to make that play this week.
How close was Jennings physically to where he was before he got
it? That's a good question. I think that's a better question for Rashad.
Anything that you do have changed, though, because he's coming back or he may not be at that point?
Anything I have to change as far as?
How you use him.
No.
Meaning this past week, the last week, the just passed.
No, I mean, I think he played well. He may have been a little bit rusty, but that'll disappear.